We are learning Mesechtes Kedushin Daf Lamed Tesef Amud Beis, and we are starting from the Mishnah, Daf Lamed Tesef Amud Beis. Kol Oisa Mitzvah Achas, anyone does one mitzvah, we'll see what that means. Mativin Loi, he gets, in this world, he gets Hatava, Umarich Lo Yomav, he gets Arichas Yomim, Benoichas Aretz, and he gets Chayom Abba. V'chol She'ino Oisa Mitzvah, some does not do Mitzvah Achas, Ein Mativin Loi, he does not get Hatava in this world, Umarich Lo Yomav, and he doesn't get Arichas Yomim, Einoichas Aretz, does not get Arichas Yomav. So, Akaponim, what we just took out of his Mishnah in the Havamina for sure is that if someone does a mitzvah, he gets a schar in this world and arichas yomim and schar in the next world. And the Mar's kash like this: Braminu, we have a Mishnah that some people say every day. Eilu dvarim to odom oichal periseim beil mazeh. That karen ki emesol abba eluhein. These are the mitzvahs that you eat the peres, you eat the schar in this world and the next world. Eluhein kibbut of aim. We give us chasadim, machnas arachim, machnas shalom, minan machaveiroi, matalma taira, kineget kulam. So the kasha is, how can you say every mitzvah is like that? We have, it's mashma only these mitzvahs like that, nothing else. Om Rav Yehuda, pshat our mitzvah like this, hoch kama. Kala oisa mitzvah achas yisei raz chuyoisa. If someone has a 50-50 in mitzvahs, and he does one extra mitzvah, now he tips the scale, so now he becomes a tzaddik, so mativin loy, then he gets a good, he gets all the schar. It's kilo is became called Torah. So that's what it means in our Mishnah. So now it's still shver. So mechlal the hanoch I feel of a chad nami. So what do you tell me? And those things in that Mishnah, kibur of aim, gemilas chasal achas archim. Even one of them, you get all the schar. Lachar, how could it be? If he has roiv avinus, he's a rasha. So vas epis, he should get all that schar. So Gemara says, no, those mitzvahs are special, that even if they're part, it's 50-50, and those are part of 50%, that will tip the scales. If it was even, it'll be machriya. If you have one of those mitzvahs on one side, it'll be machriya. So Akaponim, that's what the Gemara is saying. It's a little bit of a shver Gemara, because it's mashma, that if you had reva vaynos, so then you wouldn't get schar for those mitzvahs, achnas sarchim, achnas kal, you wouldn't get all that schar because it's reiv avoinus. L'char, it's a little shver, Hashem gives schar to everyone, so maybe it means you don't get the full docket of schar. Schar says all these things, it says you have a tav in this world, tav in the next world, and arichas yom, you're not going to get all that unless it's tipping the scales. But if the guy is reiv avoinus, it won't help. There's Gemara's Rashana says that certain neshamas will get burnt up to a crisp and spread out all the world. There's a Mishnah Sanhedrin that says that the certain people don't have chelik alamavah. There are some people don't have chelik alamavah. The kol yisrael means a regular yisrael chelik alamavah. This is not talking kol yisrael alamavah. It's a hard Gemara to understand. Let's see the Gemara vayta. The Gemara is talking about all different schar. Not talking about kol yisrael yeshem chelik alamavah. Okay, that's a Gemara for Sahedrin. The other Gemara right there. So, what are we saying now? They were saying that you're telling me that if someone has an extra mitzvah and it tips the scales, so then he has a good, perfect life. Raminu, Master Kasha, it's not true. Anyone has a lot of mitzvahs. We make it bad for him. And it looks like you look at the person, how sorrows he has, you think that he's sarv kol darkula. It's like he looks like he burnt the whole Torah and leave anything over. Mom is very dramatic. If the guy has a lot of averus, he's really a rasha. Then he has everything he wants. He has the yacht, he has the four houses, everything. He has everything. Mativin loy. V'doyimik kriyus karim chadar kula. Looks like mamash. He's a big tzaddik. L'chi so is achas mena. So the mission makes a very, this bryce makes it very dramatic. It says like this, that someone who's a tzaddik, fakeret, Hashem gives him punishment in this world in order that he should save all his schar for the next world. And Masha Inkein, a rasha, gets all his schar in this world. So what's the mission talking about? That if you tip the scales to Tava, then you get all the good stuff? It's bryce is not like that. Amabaya. Masdisim the ovnla yom tov v'yom bish yom tov v'yom bish. So Rashi learns what the Gemara means. The answer is that the Mishnah that says mativin. You know what mativin means? Mativin means that we make tzaras for him, and he's preparing for yom tov. That means if he does one more mitzvah than the zchuyos, then we're mesakin in this world his yom tov. For example, how do you prepare yom tov? A few days before yom tov, you work like a dog. Your mamash, running here, running there, building a sukkah, buying groceries, screaming at your kids, everything, you do everything you want. You know, your mamash going crazy, right? So what's the pshat? Is that good? Somebody asked him, you have a good time? No, I'm having a good time. But what do we do? Period for Yontif. So he says that here also, Matim Eloi means that we give him tzaras here because that's preparing for his Yontif. His Yontif is the next world. That's what it means, Matim Eloi. Preparing for his Yontif. Rashi says, Misho is the mitzvah yisera da veruba yischui yis misakon lebeom zeh Yontif shenefrom men avayin oisof vizehu tikin Yontif lo ilom abo. This is misakon his Yontif for ilom abo. Akaponim, that is where you have the tikkun leilu habah, and the opposite, the case that someone does not do a mitzvah, v'chol she'eino oseh mitzvachas, where he does the tip scales the other way. So then it means you don't prepare yontif; you prepare his tzaras. How do you prepare his tzaras? By giving him a good time. That's yoyim bish. That's what it means yoyim bish. Like Rashi says, v'chol she'vayno oseh merubim to namarim lahan da avnei hazvanos yom bish. You're appearing a bad day. We have it too good that it means it's appearing a bad day for the next world. That's what Rabbi answers. Rav Amar Hamani Rabbi Yaakovi. So Rabbi's Tarsus theory is our Mishnah really just means like the Brisa. Rava says, no, our Mishnah means what it means. And the next Brisa, the dramatic Brisa, we'll call it the dramatic Brisa. Rav Amar Hamani Rabbi Yaakov. It's going to go to Rabbi Yaakov. Amar Schar Mitzvah Bahai Amaleka. Rav Yaakov holds that Schar Mitzvah Bahai Amaleka. And Alex Mashah speaks out later on. Shoshav Daf Mem that the Mishnah of Eil Dvarim She Oydemach Parasem Bamzev the Keren Kiryam Stalam Haba. That Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov says in this world you have no Schar. The Tanya. Rabbi Yaakov Eimer Ein Lecha Kol Mitzvah Shaksuva B'Tayra. That there's no Mitzvah. That's ksuva b'tayra shvatan schar b'tzida. Ein chag mil mitzvah ksuva b'tayra shvatan schar b'tzida. Shani mitzvah tluyba. Any mitzvah in the Torah that says matan schar b'tzida, for example, says man yitav loch u'man yirichu yimecha, doesn't mean in this world. It means after tchias meisim. She'ein tchias meisim tluyba b'kibur reib. The chsiv. There's no time. Let's read Nachman. No mitzvah shksuva b'tayra is matan schar b'tzida. That's not toyin tchias meisim. Every mitzvah that has matan schar b'tzida is toyin tchias meisim. For example, v'kiv re'em k'siv l'man yirichu yomech l'man yitav loch. It means loyel ma'aba. V'shluch hakan k'siv l'man yitav loch urach to yamim. So it also means loyel ma'aba. And it gives an example. Harish amaloy aviv alei lebira. His father tells him, go up to the second floor. V'havli goyz lois. And bring me some chickens down, some birds. I want to shecht some birds for Yontif. V'olah bira, he climbs up, and Maisi finds the aim sitting there, the mother sitting there. He has to shluch hakan. V'shalach as aim, v'nata as abanim. He took the bottom, the kids, the geizlis. U'v'chezirasi is coming down the ladder. Boom, the ladder falls down. V'nata al Maisi, he dies. He just did a kibbutz of aim to get a shluch hakam. Both of them said arichas yomim. Heichin toivis yomim shozeh. Where's his toivis yomim? Heichin arichas yomim. Where's his arichas yomim shozeh? Ella must be manit avloch lo oilam shkule toiv. Manit means for the oilam that's all good. Manirichu yomach lo oilam shkule aruch for the world that the days are very long. Zagaponim, that's what he says. Maybe the truth is, it'll never happen. The Torah says, it'll never ever happen. You never fall off a ladder after doing Kibbutz and Shulchan. It'll never happen. So tomorrow, Rabbi Yaakov Maisa Chaza, he saw a Maisa, he saw a story. So Rabbi Yaakov holds the Schar Mitzvah Malaleka when the Torah says Schar means the next world. That's what Rabbi Yaakov says. Huh? Tomorrow's an Asakasha. Huh? I said Rabbi Yaakov Augur. I said Rabbi Yaakov, Augur's on that. As I said, Yaakov Agus and Amizna. So with the Mashiach and the Kasha, the Torah, before the Teichah, has something called the Brachas. And the Brachas, it says a bunch of things, Vesati Geshmeichem, Be'itam, a bunch of things, it's not going to rain in the next world. It means this world. So what's going on there? Mashiach says, a lot of time Torah gives Brachas in this world. So Mashiach says, that's when the Rabbim does, the Shchus Rabbim, you could get Schar Ba'alam Zeh. The whole thing, Schar Ba'alam Lekha, means for the Yochid. But if a Rabbim does something together, they learn together, say tilm together, that already they get schar ba'il mazah. That's already a big zach. They do mitzvahs together, they do a chesed together, that already is something that could get schar, as the Mashiach explains. I'll come on back to Agamar. So it says over here, Rabbi Yaakov saw a story, the guy falling off the ladder, and he said, oh, must be that the pasuk means for the next world. Freit the Gemara, v'dum b'har ba'aver ha'ava. Maybe when he was doing this mitzvah, he was thinking in Avera. That's why he didn't get the schar. But he was thinking in Avera. So they want to machshava, right? Because Baruch Hu mishar v'lemaisa. Because Baruch Hu doesn't care about machshava. So you're doing a mitzvah, you're doing a mitzvah. Frank Dimon Akasha, Vilmahar Bavarish Chavim, maybe you're thinking of a Zara Hava. Vechsiv said by Zara that Machshava is like a Maisa. Vechsiv, the man twice face Yah, believe that there is a Machshava Kemaisa by Avari Zara. So to Gemara, Iunami Hotkom, this is part of Yaakov's Raya. He's saying, Isak Adaitach, Schar Mitzvah Vahaya Amma, if you hold it, there is Schar Mitzvah in this world, so Miley Egim Mitzvah Leah, the mitzvahs should have protected him from Machshava's Royce. He should have come to here. That should be part of the schar mitzvah. If you're doing a mitzvah, the schar should be that it should not allow you to even have a hirer of a pray to Gemara. This is Moshe's kasha. Rav Elazar shluchim mitzvah nizaykin. Stam a kasha. How taka did he fall off the ladder? I shluchim mitzvah nizaykin. And the Gemara hosam alichasim shani. He was on the way back. On the way back already, it's not the same mitzvah. Bringing his father, I guess that's a good question. Maybe it was after he brought the birds already. He went back up to fix something. I don't know, but you have to say it was afterwards. But anyway, it doesn't stick too long, this tarot. It's over right away before it starts. Sign when he went, sign he came back. There's no shluchim mitzvah. So shalom, no shluchim mitzvah zaka. They don't come, no hezek. So there's no hezek. So chayra, why did he die? And for the Gemara, Sulam Ru'u Ahava, it was a weak ladder. The Kviya Hezeka, where it's Kava Hezeka, it's Shriach Hezeka, there doesn't help Shtuch Mitzvah Nizalka. What's the Raya? B'chalhecha the Kviya Hezeka, lo yisam chin anisa, you can't be sovich anisa. Chsiv says in the Pasuk, V'yoyim Shmuel, Eilech v'shom ha-shol v'agini. Hashem told Shmuel to go ha-shlichas, and he said, I'm scared of Shol. Shol's going to kill me. What do you mean? Hashem's telling you to go. It's no mitzvah bigger than that. Teretz is that when Shriach Hezeka, which Shaul might kill him, there's no protection of Shluchim Mitzvah Nezakin. So, like upon him, that is our Gemara with Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yosef, Umoli Darshi Acher Lhaikra. Acher is Elisha ben Avuya, who went off the Derech. He was a Tana who went off the Derech. And there's a Kabbalah in the Gemara that he saw a certain Maisa, and that's what made him go off the Derech. So he saw this Maisa, and he said, oh, the Torah says that, look what happened. And therefore, he lost the faith in the Torah. If he would have known Rabbi Yaakov said, he would not have lost faith. Like Rabbi Yaakov is enikel, Rabbi Yaakov was enikel of Elisha ben Avuya, loy chote, would not have done the chet. Va'achar mayhu, well, what did Achar see? He saw a story like this, where a person was doing a shlichus with his father, and did shluch hakan, he fell off a ladder. And that's he saw that mamash story. V'ikadamri, lishta the chutzpah samatorgim chaza. He saw the tongue of chutzpah samatorgim, which was set over the shir. He was a very chosh of a person. And he saw his tongue. Davagar le dava achar. He saw a chazir was schlepping his tongue. Oma Pesha Hippik Magarlius, this is after he was Nifta and he saw such a bazillion for sure, God of Tyro. Oma Pesha Hippik Magarlius, this mouth that spewed out Magarlius, which was diamonds, he lacha offer, she licked the ground, not like Chate, went out of Chate. But if you had known that Schar Mitzvah, Hayam Aleka, like Rabbi Yaakov says, he would have understood that this world is nothing, it's just a prize for the next world and would not have gone for Dara. Zogmar Vaita, Rami Rav Tuvi by Rav Kisla Rava. Rav Tuvi because I had a kasha to Rava. Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, Kaloisa mitzvah, our Mishnah, Kaloisa mitzvah, achas mativin lo. If you do a mitzvah, one mitzvah, mativin lo. And which we said, the Pshat and the Gemara says, it tips the scales. And Mechol She'enois mitzvah means that there was more avinah, so you didn't tip the scales back that way, so then you get all the bad things. If it's mashma, you have to do a mitzvah. So asa in, loy asa loy. Vremin, I say kasha, it says, Yoshav loy ova avera. It says in Gemara Makis that someone sat and didn't do avera. Neistlo yischak v'yis mitzvah. Skilu did a mitzvah. Even he didn't do anything. He just sat and did nothing. That's a mitzvah. So Gemara thought it meant you're doing nothing. So Gemara's kash is, but it's mashma, you have to do a mitzvah. Amalei hasam, no, there you are doing something. The case is, kun shabod dvar avera liyodei, a dvar avera came to your hand, and v'nitzel mena, and you didn't do it. So there, it's yoshav le'ov avera, because you got saved from avera by not doing the avera. That's already like a maisa. You were kaifa yeyetzahara, but le'ov avar, ain't mitzvah yeserim mezu rashas. No bigger mitzvah than that. And what brings a maisa? Ki hod rav chanina bar papi, tavati yematrinisa. Chanina bar papi, there's certain matrinisa, a certain woman, was teveya him, liznus. Omar, Milsa. So he couldn't get out of it. So he said a shame Hashem. He got covered with shchin. This is what he figured. She'll get away from him. Not want to get near him. He got full of boils and blisters. Avdahi Milsa. She did something with kishif. He got healed. So that didn't work. So Arak Tosh Avu Beibani. He ran away and he hid in a certain bathhouse that was full of mazikim. Full of shadim. The chi have an island of terrain. Even two people are filled with mummy by day. Used to go over there, have a mitzki. They used to get a hezek. Even though usually by day the mazikim don't hang out, and especially if two people come. But here, the mazikim here was so ferocious that even when they went in with two by day, they got hurt. And he ran into, he was mice and nefesh, ran into this place. Lamaisi, Lamachar, he came out alive, they couldn't believe it. Omrele Rabbanan, my natra, who watched you? Two chevra that were the noise keser, they were the people who carried the crown. They worked for the melech. They saved me. They saved me the whole night. So first of all, in the Gilead, in the Mashal, brings another girsa, Kushai. You know what a Kushai is? A Kush is an African American. So Kushai, you're not going to find this in the article. Kushai Kesa, they were watching him. Shemona called Laila. That's that Mashal's Pshat. Now, the big strong chevra. They watched him the whole night. Akapanim, that's one thing I want to speak out. Another speak out, the Ben Yehuda speaks out that it was really Malachim. Just he's an onov. So he said it was two guys in the Kesa who protected me. What really meant to say it was Malachim, just he was trying to be an onov. Amr Loi, so they said to him, Shema Dvar Ever, Bal Yadav, and it's Altimenu, Yuzech Shonais, Yuzech, were you saved from a Dvar Ever? Tanina Kol Abba, Dvar Ever, Yadav, and it's Altimenu, Yuzech, anyone who is Abba, Dvar Ever, Yadav, and he gets saved from that, they make him, Akash Baruch, makes him a Nais. So therefore, must have been something like that. And Taka, that's how it was. That's Yuzech, such a Nais. And that Shem tomorrow will continue with more of these people who are Zeich, to be nitzel from a chait of erva.